If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
We have another phone call that we can play.
Yeah, Tony.
At 855-853-4802. Moving up a notch to number 32 on the countdown, it's another phone call on Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Casey Casey.
Hey, my name is Melissa, and I listen all the time. Some of the stories are really, really spooky. So without further ado, I'll tell you my first story. You need some background. We moved from one state to another, and the house that we moved into, the guy, it was for sale by owner. The guy who was selling it said to us, oh, you know, everybody who moves in here gets divorced. And I was younger. I was with my mom and dad, and they blew it off because they're big skeptics. And we moved in, and we found out, as we're, you know, you redecorate when you move in, that the living room floor underneath the carpet, the floor was all black. They had painted the wood floor all black. And in the middle of the all black was a red diamond. And inside the diamond was some, I don't know, some symbols, black symbols. So, of course, instead of painting over it, we just put new carpet over it. So it was there the whole time under the carpet, which was kind of creepy anyway. All of the closets were painted black, every closet in the house. We repainted it white, coat after coat after coat, and we finally got the closets reasonably white looking. The black always bled through, regardless of how many coats. But all of that, reasonable explanation, black. Cover it with white. It's going to take a lot. Okay, so the house had a swimming pool in it. And when we first moved in, the swimming pool was, like the ground around the swimming pool was sinking. So the pool itself was rising up out of the ground by maybe 2 inches. So nothing to worry about. All the water in it was completely black. So we had to drain it and sandblast and do all kinds of stuff to make it be a pool to swim in again. We did all that. Okay, so as we're living there, we're all in bed, and we hear a lightning strike, which would be fine, except it wasn't raining, clear skies, beautiful summer night, no reason to hear a lightning strike. You know what lightning sounds like, and we heard it. So the way the bedrooms are set up, they're all across from each other, so everybody could see into the hallway from their room, and we saw this light. So we're thinking, oh, my God, lightning striking the house. We all get up. We all stand in the doorway of our bedroom. And in the hallway is a cross, a perfect cross with a ball in the middle where the, you know, the T goes across. There's a ball. And you hear lightning, that, you know, electricity sound. And then it disappeared. We all saw it. Every one of us woke up, stood in our doorway and saw it. And then, of course, like the smart people we are, we all walked into the hallway and you could feel the ozone in the air and you could smell that ozone smell that you smell after a lightning storm in the spring. It was all there. So we don't know what caused it, how it happened. My dad went and checked the fuse box, and the one portion of the panel had completely almost melted. And so was it the electrical? We don't know. Did lightning strike to make that happen? We don't know. That always freaked us out, especially given the background of the house. The only other thing that happened in that house, which wasn't quite as scary as the lightning, is I was sitting in my room and I was doing my makeup like teenagers do, and it was a light, you know, it was daytime out. Had the curtains open, didn't need a light on. Well, in my mirror behind me, you can see my lamp. And as I'm doing my makeup, I see the lamp behind me, and it's glowing orange. And I thought, what? So I turn around, and yep, it's definitely glowing orange. And because it's a lamp, you can look to the left of it and see the outlet. Okay, it's not plugged in, and it's glowing. So I like snuck out of my room, because we all know a ghost can't see you if you sneak, right? And I get my dad, and I'm like, Dad, my lamp's glowing orange. And he comes in and he looks at it and he goes, well, you know, it's just some feedback from the electricity, no big deal. And I'm like, Dad, it's not plugged in. And he could see as plain as I could, it wasn't plugged in. And he says, huh, that's weird. And he walks over and he turns it on. Nothing happens, still glows orange. He turns it off, nothing happens, still glows orange. And then he turned it back on again. And remember, it's not plugged in. How is that happening? And then he turned it off and it went off and we just both walked away. And no explanation. The only thing I've been able to come up with is there must have been some kind of high electricity in that area to cause, you know, lightning to strike for no reason and a lamp to glow orange for no reason. That's my story. Thank you. And I love your show. Love it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here's Lightning Crashes. Lightning.
Typical dad. Typical dad, though. There's a lightning cross in the in the hallway, and he's going to go check the fuse box. You know, the thing is, yeah, like ball lightning and stuff like that can actually produce some of those types of things, but it still is a very, very odd situation. The only time I've ever experienced anything like that was at WCWC in Ripon. Mm-hmm. I went out to the...
Say that one more time. Did you have to say that every day? WC?
Yes, WCWC, the AM radio station that I started at.
I have a WCWC banner in that closet.
My gosh.
I will give it to you.
Years ago and years after I had worked there, I went out to the transmitter site and the lights were not on, but because of the atmosphere around the tower sites, you could literally hold a light bulb in your hand and it would light up. So there's anomalies. God. Yeah, there's anomalies like that. But still, you know, the dad, there's a lightning cross in the hallway. He's going to go check the fuse box. So...
And then what could cause the lamp to be orange?
Again, the only thing I can think of is like stray electricity somehow lighting that light bulb.
Yeah.
Because you said lightning strike. If lightning like actually hit something, that is so loud.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty obvious. Like, this is what just happened. But that lightning, what did you say, ball?
Yeah, ball lightning is a rare, mysterious atmospheric phenomenon observed during thunderstorms, described as a luminous spherical orb that floats, can range in color, and may emit a hissing sound or odor before disappearing.
It kind of sounds like it, but she said there was no storms.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Because it does sound kind of like that.
I got a question. Because we're talking about all of the energy by those towers. Is this a false memory of mine or did this really happen? Was there not like some people that like came to our Christmas party every year that they either like lived like right there under the tower or something or whatnot, but it was like I never met them before, but they were there and they're like, oh, that's the so-and-sos or whatever. And it was just always like really weird, but there was something connected, like where they were like right by the tower. And I'm just thinking, that can't be good for you. I don't know. I mean, they seem like nice people, but it was just like, there was something like kind of off. And I couldn't tell you what it was.
The only person that I remember that kind of lived out that way, and you would recognize this name, was Val Vilwalk. And right. Prize Hog, who's
was by the way,
he's still around. But yeah, I don't remember a family that lived under the towers.
Maybe this is just a false memory. I don't know.
It sounds like a false one.
Well, I can picture it. We were at the Heidel House in Green Lake, and that's where I remember seeing them. And then somebody answered the question, and I was always like, well, where? Like, and because everybody was like, they're like always by the AM transmitter or something. And it's like, oh God, like. I don't know, but that can't be good to like always be around that. I mean, that I could see that actually, you know, really hurting somebody. I don't know, but
I remember when at the same time I went out and was holding a light bulb that lit in my hand.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't grounded properly at this point, and there was just all this stray electricity. You could hear the radio station in the metal fence around the area. It was actually vibrating.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this whole story could be some weird electrical thing.
It could be. Yeah. It could be.
Electricity can do crazy things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the ozone smell. I was at the station when it got hit.
Oh yeah.
Were you there? This is, I know you were there longer again, though. And did you ever get hit there?
Not when I was there. It was always when I was not there that the station got hit.
Okay. Because
that's a coincidence.
Because I think you had just moved. This is way back in the 90s. And you had just moved, and maybe like a year or so later, it was a summer day. I was doing the afternoon show, and I had just walked back to the office, and it was a storm that was going on, and all of a sudden, boom, and everything blew. And it was so loud, and you run back to the studio, the needles are just like everywhere. And we had just gotten the studio like configured good. And it was like, okay, you had it where you wanted and you had left, and it sounded great. And then everything got blown to hell after that. But it was, that smell. And then smoke started coming through the fucking rafters. So we had the fire department that was in there, and the electric smell was just, it was like there forever. And then there was
some smells too in her story.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that ozone smell is what made me think of that. And then we had one production room that worked, and so we ran the state. We simulcast both stations and made up like a weird format that was like a hybrid of AC with classic rock and Delilah at night. It was fun. It was actually a fun couple of weeks, to be quite honest.
That station got hit by lightning like three or four times and wiped everything out.
I know there was more times after me. I think that was the first time that it happened. I know there was other ones, and that was never fun. That was always,
it was never the same again. Nothing ever was quite sounding right.
No,
never.
No. Yeah. And we had it. That was the part that got me the most, like everything sounded great. Now it's like, oh God. Anyway. Yeah. When that stuff gets zapped, it gets zapped. All right.
Maybe that's what was happening at her house. But it was more of an electrical problem than it was a paranormal problem. And but I also get why, if you're sitting there putting on your makeup and your lamp that's not plugged in is glowing orange, I could see how you would think that's paranormal. But Todd held a light bulb in his hand.
That was pretty freaking crazy. Like, the one thing though is how, you know, let's say it was ball lightning just because.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a crucifix though. You know, so that interesting. Oh, yeah,
there's that part.
Yeah, and there's that part. Yeah, that's or was the crucifix, was that the conduit for the ball lightning? The
And what was up with the black all over everything?
Well, you asked me earlier if I bought a house that was haunted AF, like the one that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I would rather buy a house with avocado green counters than a diamond in the middle of a black floor with symbols on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Just they're probably playing hopscotch.
It was human Yahtzee is what they were playing.
Human Yahtzee.
They would roll around on the floor, and if they got five of the same one, they scream out Yahtzee.
God. Human Yahtzee. And they all had to wear the little cap while they're playing it.
Oh my God.
And does the Yahtzee guy have a monocle?
No, I don't think the Yahtzee guy does.
Well,
I think the Monopoly guy.
The Monopoly guy doesn't.
Correct.
Does the Yahtzee guy?
I don't remember a Yahtzee guy.
They're a Yahtzee guy. I'm Googling it right now.
Oh, there he is. He was like a teacher. He had little glasses.
Okay. I think that's where the confusion of monocle comes in for American Monopoly. Because these are two games that were played similarly in that era. And, when you pick up board games, and I think there's some confusion when our brains between the Monopoly guy and the Yahtzee guy.
There's Yahtzee.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was a school guy, yep. Right? And he had the two little glasses.
Graduation, yep. For some odd reason.
Yeah. So that, you know, kind of older guy, you know, somewhat Monopoly guy-ish and caricature, but I mean, not exactly the same, but I think that's our brains getting the two mixed up. That's where I think the monocle thing comes in.
Well, now I got to look up Monopoly guy.
There never was a Monopoly guy. It's always just been a cat.
A prostitute.
That's what
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what's going on with the Monopoly guy is the cat pimp.
Oh, I didn't know.
Boom.
That.
Mind blown.
Alone.
The more you know.
No idea. No idea.
The more you know. Kind of ruins the game now, doesn't it? Don't want to take those chance cards.
Oh, that's a whole different risk now.
It'd be great to like completely change Monopoly up and just like print new cards as if there was a cat prostitution ring as part of the game.
Like go straight to jail because you are the head of a cat prostitution.
Get busted being a John at the cat at the cat massage parlor. Go back to five spaces. Do not cross. Go past. Go.
Man, I was just gonna tell a heartwarming cat ghost story tonight about a hotel that had ghost cats, and you have turned it into this cat prostitution ring. I know you. This will come back for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. Like weekly on this show, it will likely come up.
It will. Never it will. Because when I get stuck on something, it never goes away. Prostitution ring. Well, there you go. Oh,
my God.
If people can work that into their calls too, that'd be real fun. If like somehow, somehow you work in like, and then my aunt, you know, Beverly, who ran a cat prostitution ring, and then just keep moving, but like never address that you said it. Just keep going. It doesn't have to be part of the story at all. It's just kind of one of those nuances. That would be great. I think that'd be fun.
It could just be, hi, I'm Tony. I used to run a cat prostitution ring.
But I'm rehabilitated now.
In my house.
I'll make a book, an AI book, all in my voice, talking about running a cat prostitution ring and being rehabilitated. And we can add all sorts of other crazy things into it.
Well, you could write a 50-word ghost story about...
It was
at prostitution ring.
It was healing because what happened was touched by an angel. What's her name?
Della Reese
showed up and said, "You can't be doing this anymore." And I said, "But it makes so much money and the cats seem to like it, but the cats have lives, 9 lives to be right." And boy, you not be effing with those cats. And I was like, all right. So I had it was that or a lemonade stand. And this is when I was 8. So those were the days.
And like all the other boys in the neighborhood, you went with the cat prostitution ring because there was more money involved.
More money, more problems, though. You know, and then I did go back to the lemonade stand. I'm like, this is beneath me. And then we started the local cockfighting. No, I'm kidding.
when you talk about it around the house, your mom and dad, you never had a cat prostitution ring, Tony.
You're always making stuff up, Tony.
Tony, you did not have a cat snarkles.
Was okay. A pimp?
Well, the doctor said he has problems back there. It's not because there was a cat prostitution ring being run out of the small garage in our yard behind the wheelbarrow. For $25 a half hour. I had to get money for Christmas. I'm kidding.
So here is
we made a bunch of really cool crafts and that's how we got Christmas. But it was like Sculpey cats doing it. It was erotic Sculpey cats.
My God, this is morphing.
Full circle. It was rabbits. And that I'm not joking about. But they weren't erotic rabbits. They were just like little rabbits and like Christmas rabbits and Easter rabbits. But they were like people. Like they walked or they had, you know, it was like the satanic rabbits at Halloween. It was really where there's like little, you know, rabbit Ouija's and all that. It's childhood.
Carol, do you ever get done with the show and go, I wonder if we should, you know, get him some help? Because
like, oh yeah. For years.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I needed to laugh.
I don't want him to get help because I find him.
I know. But like I saw my sister over the weekend and she checks out our lives and stuff. Yeah. She goes, I love it when you guys get silly. And I said, but don't you ever just get a little worried about Tony? And she goes, all the time. Now, remember, my sister worked with your mom, Tony. Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
So they know each other. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Was that at where that was at?
Nielsen.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. God. Yeah. Well, there you go. I think that'll wrap up the program for the evening. Thank you guys for tuning in. And hey, we want to hear your ghost stories. So please, 855-853-4802 to call in your ghost story or anonymously report a cat prostitution ring in your neighborhood. We will notify the proper authorities.
1-800-CAT-RING.
That's not a real number.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, like, what if it is? Like, I wonder what the fuck it is. This is where I miss like having like a phone, like right here. Like,
right?
Let's screw it, you know? I should do that. Anyway, call in, write in. We'd love to hear your ghost stories. We do appreciate it. Press subscribe and all of that. And let us know your thoughts in the comments. For everybody here, for Carol, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.